watching on MLB TV. This is Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. A gorgeous day on the Treasure Coast for baseball. And today we have a Florida State League game for you between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Today we have game two of this six-game series with first pitch coming up at 1:10. And we welcome you now to the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald joined alongside by Jake Ricker. St. Lucie Mets are hot right now. They have won three games in a row, a 12-inning game on Saturday, 8-2 run-of-the-mill game on Sunday, and then last night, a 3-2 win in 10 innings, a great comeback by St. Lucie. They were looking down the barrel of a two-hit shutout until Colin Hout got him off the hook with a long home run in the ninth to tie the game 1-1, and then the Mets took a couple of really good at-bats in the bottom of the 10th, worked a couple of walks, one to tie the game with the bases loaded, one to win the game with the bases loaded by Jeremy Rodriguez. And just like that, the St. Lucie Mets, they're hot, Jake. They're three wins in a row, going for four straight today.
They've been fantastic. And the nice thing about the Mets, what we've seen, they've had great pitching, they've had great hitting, but they've also shown that they can make adjustments, like in last night's game where the pitching was great, hitting wasn't what you wanted it to be. They stayed patient, they made those necessary adjustments, Hauk with the home run, and they get another win. So this team is rolling right now, and hopefully they can continue that hot streak.
Yeah, after that 1-3 start, the Mets have now won 8 of their last 12 games, and one of the man behind it all, Louis Rivera, sat down with Jake a couple days ago and spoke about how this team is coming together. We thank Louis Rivera, Mets manager, for speaking with Jake yesterday. They're the umpires for today's game. Behind the plate, we do have Bryce Bobeldyke. Natanael Rodriguez is the base umpire. Good night for Rodriguez last night. Challenged five times. He was right four of the times. Mets coming in this game 9-7. Daytona is 8-8. As we look at the entirety of the FSL East Division, Palm Beach won again last night. The Cardinals are 10-6. The Mets solo second, one game back. Daytona two back. Jupiter 7-9, three back. Remains tight through 16 games in the 66-game first half. Over in the West, it's even tighter. Clearwater, Fort Myers tie 9-7. Dunedin, Lakeland, Tampa all 8-8. And then Bradenton 5-11, four back. Other games around the Florida State League today, we're all staggered. Nobody's got the same start time. Fort Myers at Clearwater, that game started at noon at BayCare Ballpark. Dunedin at Tampa at 5 o'clock at the Yankees Complex. Bradenton at Lakeland, 6 o'clock at Joker Marchant. Palm Beach at Jupiter at 6:30 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Starting pitching matchup today, it's Ethan Lanthier for the Mets versus Ty Floyd of the Tortugas. Should be a good one. They have a lot to live up to after last night's game. Such a well-pitched contest, especially by Dome, the starter for the Mets, and Lord Dewey, the starter for the Tortugas. We'll see what Floyd and Lanthier bring to us today. Mets have taken the fields. Everybody set for the national anthem. We will pause for that and then come back with first pitch between the Mets and the Tortugas. Game two of a six-game series. And with that, it's go time, as the Mets and Tortugas are meeting for the second of their 30 games this season. Today, game two of a six-game set at Clover Park. Mets lead the current series 1-0 after their coming from behind victory last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. Starting pitcher for the Mets, there is Ethan Lanthier trying to kickstart his season. This will be his fourth game so far this year. Six innings, six hits, seven runs, four earned, seven walks, and six strikeouts, an 0-1 record. As for the lineup that he will be facing, quite a changeup by Willie Harris. He's moved a lot of guys around. Sammy Stafford to lead off. Luis Leonis moves from the 9 spot to the 2 spot. Duno stays in the 3rd spot, but he's the DH instead of catching. Carlos Sanchez, the reigning FSL Player of the Week, hits cleanup. Carter Graham up in the order. Bernard Moon down in the order. Diego Omana gets his first game action. So does Iverson Espinosa and Malvin Valdez. As for the defense behind Lanthier, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
In the outfield here for St. Lucie today, it's Willie Fanyas in left field. A.J. Ewing is in center. Simone Juan in right field. And then on the infield from third to first, Colin Houck at third base. Kevin Vivicencio playing at shortstop. Trey Snyder at second. Vincent Perozzo plays first today. And then your battery is Lanthier and Gutierrez catching behind the plate.
So Marco Vargas and Johairo Cuevas, who are on progressions, both off today after playing the 10-inning game yesterday. A 10-inning game that only went 2 hours and 23 minutes, the shortest game of the year. So it's always an interesting factoid when you go to extra innings but still manage the shortest game of the season. Without extra innings, without that Colin Houck homer, that game probably finishes in an hour and 50. And we expect another strong pitching performance today as the Mets come in with the second lowest team ERA and Daytona the third lowest. Tortugas get set to lead it off with Sammy Stafura at the plate against Ethan Lanthier on the mound. First pitch on the way. It's a fastball high, and we're underway. Right again, an on-time start. 1-10. It's 82 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Mets aim for a fourth straight victory. All inside, it's 2-0. Mets 9-7 this year. First time they've been two games over 500 since the end of the 2022 season. They are solo second place in the division, one game out of first. 3-0 count to Stafura. Daytona marches in with an 8-8 record, two games back. Daytona 2-5 on the road. That's 6-4 at home. Lanthier's 3-0 pitch misses down and away. Couldn't get the slider. It's a four-pitch walk to start the day.
This has been one issue for the Mets in certain games where they have walked a little too many batters. We'll see if Lanthier can make a quick adjustment here to get back in the strike zone.
Mets have really cut down on the walks in the three-game winning streak. Their last loss, they had walked 13 batters in the 14-9 defeat against the Tarpons on Friday night. As now Lanthier has missed with all five. Luis Leonis batted ninth yesterday. He's up to the two hole today. He tried to bunt his way on a couple of times yesterday, only to be foiled by Colin Houck at third. Colin ready again at that corner. And there's the bunt, and it's going to turn foul. Oh, Houck did the right thing. Was pushed hard, and it was rolling towards the line. And Houck just had to hope that that missed the bag, and it did.
It was a good recognition to know that the ball was likely going to turn too far left and go foul. Houck waited to make sure, so it ends up as a strike.
Well, it looked like a certain point Colin knew he couldn't make a play at first. Well, the best hope was to just let it go foul, and it did. It's the first strike of the afternoon. Anthony will check in. Dives back in safely. The 1-1, Stafer is running. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to second base. Too high from Gutierrez. Stolen base from Stafer. After last night's quiet offensive game for both teams, you wonder if the teams don't try to get more involved in the run game this afternoon to spark some offense. It's 1-2 on Leonis. Stafer in scoring position. And it's fouled away, and that one will put Gutierrez on his backside. Well, Gutierrez, kind of a rarity, a catcher catching a night game extra innings and then starts the day game the next day. Don't see that too often. Both catchers on the Mets roster in the game today with Prozo down at first. But when you're 19, Jake, you can be resilient.
A little more energy for those guys than up here in the broadcast booth.
What are you trying to say about this? We got energy. 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. Leonis doing a good job spoiling here.
You know, the Mets will have the benefit of having that extended period of time off after today's game. The game on Thursday not being until late afternoon.
Lanthier's 1-2, and he struck him out with the fastball at 96. Leonis retired. Stafer stands pat at second.
That's the result you want to see from Lanthier after the four-pitch walk and then throwing five straight balls. Gets the strikeout there on three pitches.
Alfredo Duno, top prospect on this Daytona team, takes a hack and fouls it away. Duno, the young catcher, rated as the number 7 Reds prospect. Still only 19 years old, was in the league as an 18-year-old last year. It's one hard and foul. It's nothing and two. Now, Lanthier starting to fill up the strike zone now after his first five pitches this afternoon were wayward. The 0-2. Breaking ball. Good try on the slider. Two, struck him out. Duno goes down on the sweeper. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lanthier.
That's a really nice pitch from Lanthier. Breaks just outside of the zone. And able to get the chase there from Duno. It's a tough pitch to pick up.
Brings up Carlos Sanchez, the switch hitter, the FSL Player of the Week. Last week, went 10 for 20 to claim the honors. Yesterday, 0 for 3 with a walk. No score, two outs. DeFura reached second base when there were no outs. Lanthier trying to strand him there, and has fallen behind. Sanchez 2-0. Tried the breaking ball. Couldn't get it down. It's 3-0. Sanchez saw the end of his 10-game hitting streak snap yesterday, but did expand his on-base streak to 14 games in a row that late walk. And he will continue the streak, like 15 straight games, as he draws the four-pitch free pass. So hot and cold start for Lanthier. Four-pitch walk to Stafura. Strikeouts for Leonis and Duno, and a four-pitch walk to Sanchez. And that's going to elicit an early mound visit from pitching coach Luis Alvarado.
Well, I think the message here is trust your stuff. You've seen what it can do with the back-to-back strikeouts. But when he has not filled that strike zone, we've seen quick walks to both Stafura and Sanchez.
18 pitches in the inning. 10 balls, 8 strikes. Still an opportunity to get out of it unscathed. But yesterday, Jake, boy, those starting pitchers, Lord Dewey, Dome, and even the two long relievers, Machuca for Daytona, Irving Cota for the Mets, just pummeling the strike zone. It was fun to watch as it was just attack mode from the get-go and the hitters really on their heels. Lanthier right now struggling to find that consistent command while Ty Floyd, Daytona starter, waits in the wings. So it's Carter Graham. He takes the sweeper for a strike. Graham, the lone RBI for Daytona in regulation yesterday. Two out, RBI double. And he hits one up the middle here, and that's going to be snagged. Shoot top catch by Snyder. That ball had some movement on it. Good read by Trey. Graham couldn't sneak it up the middle. Two are stranded. When we come back, the Mets will swing the sticks for the first time this afternoon. Mets will send Jeremy Rodriguez, Colin Houck, and A.J. Ewing to the plate in this first inning. Gutierrez, Snyder, Perosa, the middle three, Juan, Fañez, and DiVincenzo round out the Mets order today. Here is Ty Floyd. First pitch from him is a ball low. Floyd, a name that college baseball fans might be familiar with. He was right behind Paul Skeens, that great LSU team a couple years ago. 23-year-old first-round pick by the Reds. Was sidelined last year with shoulder issues. Finally makes his organizational debut this year. And he's fallen behind Jeremy Rodriguez 3-0. And for Rodriguez, it was a four-pitch walk to end last night's game. And now he's patiently taking first three pitches today. Didn't quite exactly bail out in the batter's box on that 3-0 like he did last night.
He did not. This is maybe a key to the game for the Mets today, showing that patience.
Foul tip on a fastball, and Floyd has worked himself back to a 3-2 count.
The Mets, who were pretty aggressive in last night's game, and Daytona pitchers took advantage of it. Worked that pitch count, worked the count.
3-2 pitch is a bloop into left field. Here comes Moon, and he's going to make the running grab. Rodriguez retired. Well, the Reds jumped into the college pitching pool with both feet. Start of the 2023 draft. Brett Lauder, 7 overall. And then the 38th pick, competitive balance pick, they took Ty Floyd. Don't have a fastball in the high 90s. Pitch outside a couple years ago, 17 strikeouts in a 9-inning College World Series game against Florida in the finals. Tied the record. And Colin Houck takes a strike, so Floyd falling behind 3-0 to Rodriguez and 2-0 to Houck, but then rallying with strikes. Houck, big time home run last night. 421 feet to left over the Corona home run house. Takes this fastball at 91 for a strike. Thinks about the challenge, but will not.
And not only was it a big-time home run in the spot, but big-time because he crushed that ball all the way over the home run house.
Floyd's 2-2, breaking ball, and it's floated foul. The slider.
And Houck has shown some really good power early in the season. That was his third home run in... You know, that slider pitch that was a problem for him last year, when he has laid off of it and stayed patient at the plate, he has crushed some balls.
Off the mark, not by much, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch in there for a strike, and Houck thinks... and won't challenge. I'll tell you in a moment if that was a good decision. Ooh, it was. We're going to see that again.
It was close. Yeah. Looks like it might have been a ball according to the StatCast system. But, you know, that's a challenge I don't hate that he didn't do.
Yeah, the Mets were out early yesterday. And as close as a game as it was, they're fortunate that not having any left didn't come back to bite them. Houck might have snuck his way into first base there with the challenge, as this ball is fouled away by Ewing. AJ right in the mix again last night, scored the game tying run. Did he hit the walk-off winner on Saturday? Change up too high. Let's see the Colin Houck pitch. No, it was a strike. Wise, no challenge. 2-1 on Ewing, and he will drive this deep out to left, but it's slicing foul. Moon out of room.
And AJ continuing his hot streak. Starting to make a case for himself, maybe for player of the month. That's how good he's been, especially in the clutch scenarios.
That pitch is a called third strike. Ewing immediately challenges it. That's going to be in the strike zone. And it is indeed strike three. So call upheld. Mets lose a challenge. They have one left the rest of the game. It's a 1-2-3 start for Ty Floyd with a pair of strikeouts. pair of strikeouts for each pitcher in the first. Both fought the command slightly, but able to put up scoreless frames. Eastmith Pineda is going to lead off. Pineda takes a ball, so apparently we've had a lineup change. As Bernard Moon, this was his spot. Not in there. Ground ball, fair. Oh, Hauk can't believe it. And Eastmith Pineda is going to chug into second. The throw off target and late from Fanyas. Pineda into the game and has a double. Just kept this one inside the bag.
Hauk was pretty adamant that that one had, was a foul ball, but his call does not matter. It's just the umpires. It just squeaked in there.
Rice Bowl would like home plate umpire to good look at it right down the line. No argument from the Mets dugout. This ball is fouled off. Any word now that Malvin Valdez in left field and Pineda in right. No word on when or why the change. Sometimes how it goes in the minors. No one on Omanya, the catcher today.
The Mets now already having to work with a runner in scoring position early in this game. After the initial walk just deferring in the first inning, here's a bunt put down, picked up by Gutierrez. Throwing to first and off the helmet of Omana. Ball rolls all the way into right field, and now runners on second and third for the Tortugas. Well, that's just a series of unfortunate events for St. Lucie. It's going to be an error on Gutierrez. On the bunt, Gutierrez got a mishandle on initially, fired down to first, and then hit Diego Amana in the helmet. And then advancing to second on the error. So two runners on here with no outs. Pitch called a strike here to Espinoza. There was some work to do to try and keep this at a scoreless game. Swing and a miss. He's ahead on Espinoza, 0-2. And the Mets fortunate that Simone Juan got that ball in quickly enough to make sure a runner did not come home from third. Here's a fly ball, shallow right field. Juan racing in. He can't make the catch. In and out of his glove. He fires over to third. In safely. Here's Omana, and in to score is Pineda. So the Daytona Tortugas have taken a 1-0 lead on a shallow fly ball from Espinoza that was in and out of the glove for Simone Juan. Thought he might have had it there for a moment. Just couldn't quite make the catch, sliding in all the way there from right field. So now it'll be Valdez at the plate for Daytona. Runners on the corner, still no outs. Check swing on appeal did not go, and it's 1-0. Lanthier set in the 1-0 pitch, and this ball is popped up. This will stay playable for Ferrozzo. He's going to make the catch, and here goes the runner to second. Ferrozzo fires it over, and it's stopped by Vivasencio. And Espinoza is into second base. Well, Ferrozzo, who made that catch near the Daytona dugout, and did not realize Espinoza had tagged up and taken off. No one aware on the St. Lucie side, and by the time they realized it, just too late to get that throw over there. So now it's two runners in scoring position here for Daytona with a 1-0 lead. Top of the lineup, and Sammy Stafura at the plate. A lot happening here in the second inning. 1-0 pitch, and that's a called strike at the knees. Even up the count at 1-1. Right there's 1-1 pitch, misses too tall. Stafura now ahead in the count. Two-one pitch, fly ball into deep center field. Ewing racing back. He's going to make the catch. Both runners will tag, throw, heading towards third. It's cut off by Vivasencio. And it's a 2-0 game here for the Daytona Tortugas. So sacrifice fly for Stafura. Mets do get the out, but another run comes in. And Espinoza moving to third on the tag. Anthea trying to limit the damage, just two runs with the third standing 90 feet away. He's going to face off against Leonis. He fires in a first pitch breaking ball for a strike. A one pitch showing bunt, and it's a strike. Not sure what happened to Leonis there. He kind of tripped up over himself a little bit, never got the bunt off. So it's 0-2, two outs in the inning. Daytona's taken the 2-0 lead. 0-2 pitch, misses low. Anthea trying to get Leonis to chase on the sinker. Stays patient. Anthea set. And he'll deliver the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that will end the inning. Third strikeout. For Lanthier, Daytona does score two on three hits as we head to the bottom of the second here at Clover Park.
Back at Clover Park, understand we're having some audio issues. Please bear with us on that. Also, we've lost our score bug in the upper left. We can tell you it is 2-0 Daytona. We're in the bottom of the second. And Diverson Gutierrez will take a breaking ball out of the zone from Ty Floyd. One of the runs last inning unearned. Manya, after reaching on the air by Gutierrez, who had time but unfortunately hit Omania in the baseline. decent job by Ethan Lanthier to keep that inning from unraveling. Pop up by Gutierrez into shallow right. Espinoza fighting the sun, but in comes and dropping the ball is Pineda. Gutierrez trying to go up to second, and he will reach. Well, Pineda couldn't haul it in, and that will be an error on the Tortugas right fielder, and Gutierrez scampers up to second, so maybe getting that one back from his throwing error last half inning.
Well, very similar to what happened to Simon Juan when he raced in from right field. He went down to slide to try and make the catch, and this time for Pineda, he tries to just grab it in and out of the glove, and that's with an opportunity to try and take advantage here. Runner in scoring position and no outs.
A long run for Pineda. It looked like Espinoza, the second baseman, might have had a better beat on it. The Mets will try to cash that in. Trey Snyder at the plate. The pitch comes home, and Snyder takes it up. A brief look back to second. Espinoza trying to sneak in behind Gutierrez. Snyder yesterday, quiet day, 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts. Takes the changeup outside. Two balls, no strikes.
13 Pineda in right field. 13 Pineda in right field.
Look out, up and under. Ball 3. Snap throw, not in time by Omanya. Pretty good throw by the catcher. That probably put the Mets on notice. They're trying to steal from first base.
That's a really good throw, especially on a ball that's inside and nearly hit Snyder.
Floyd the 3-0, and that will get in there.
It's a pitch that looked pretty close. Getting the strike zone by much, but with the Mets already down to their last challenge.
And a 3-0 pitch, that's not the one to be challenging. Full count. Trey thinking about it. Back in the box.
Another really close one. I think it might have been a ball.
Floyd the 3-2, and that one's grounded up the middle. Here comes Tafura, the throw to first, dug out by Graham for the out. Nice play by Tafura. Actually caught a piece of Floyd on the way up the middle. A 1-6-3 put out. It does move Gutierrez to third. It's a productive out for Snyder. Really tried to leg out an infield hit.
That's a really good job by Daytona. After that ball slowed up when Floyd had gotten a piece of it. You have to make an accurate throw racing in barehanded.
Change up down and into Perozzo. Getting his first at-bat of the series. His 42nd game in his career against Daytona. Checks his swing here. 1-1. These two teams meet a lot. Foul tip strike 2. They met 27 times last year and scheduled to play each other 30 times this year. And Prozo will use his timeout ahead of the 1-2. Floyd misses outside with the fastball. Ball inside nearly hit him in the leg. Another 3-2 count. Payoff pitch, and it's spoiled foul. Emergency hack there for Perozzo.
Perozzo has quietly had a good start to the season at the plate, batting 273. He's worked himself here in a full count.
Payoff pitch number 2, and Perozzo will take it for strike 3. and he's going to challenge.
Oh, this could potentially be the Mets' last challenge of the day. It was a pretty close pitch. Pros are normally really good when it comes to challenges, though.
It's going to be a walk, or the Mets going to be out of challenges, and the Mets are out of challenges. A strikeout confirmed. Mets will have to live with the umpire's strike zone the rest of the day. And for Floyd, that's a big out. Gutierrez stays at third base, and it's going to require a Simone Juan hit here. If that's going to get on the board, cash in on that error to start the inning. And Juan swings over the top. We have a balk. Well, that's one way to do it. So Gutierrez awarded home plate, a freebie run there for the Mets, and here comes Willie Harris, the manager for the Tortugas, to argue this, or to ask for an explanation from Rodriguez, the umpire. So an error that gets Gutierrez from home to the batter's box to second, then the ground out moves him to third, and then the balk, and that is a costly one for Floyd. Still doesn't agree with it. Tough to see from here, Jake, but the Mets, either way you slice it, get the run. So they're on the board.
Not the way you draw it up, but you'll certainly take it. Make this a one-run game once more.
So that first pitch didn't count. There's the first one of the at-bat to Juan, and it's over for a strike, and he's in an 0-1 count. Juan soars one into center, tracing back as Leonis. He's got space, and he's got the ball, and the side is retired. But the Mets, on that leadoff error, bring in Gutierrez. It's a 2-1 game going to the third. Two-one ball game in Port St. Lucie. A little shakier than yesterday's game. Super clean last night. Both teams making an error in the second inning, leading to runs. 2-1 is the score in favor of Daytona. Nathan Lanthier facing Alfredo Duno, who he struck out in the first. One-zero pitch. A strike. Ball got it by him at 93. Lanthier, fortunate recipient of a couple of tough plays in the field by the Mets last inning, the throwing error and the missed sliding catch by Juan, but did a nice job to limit it to just two runs. Retired the last three in a row. 0-1-2, and the sweeper misses off the plate. Two balls, two strikes.
And just one earned run right now for Ethan Lanthier, which kind of tells you the story of what's been happening defensively.
That's kind of been the story of his young season. 2-2 pitch. Tried the backup sweeper, won't get in there. It's a full count. Hasn't quite been a smooth sailing game for him yet, not like we've seen from Nate Dome or Matt Allen. Payoff pitch, and it's hammered in the ground. Foul. Look out, Tom. Baseball America photographer down there. But you look at Lanthier, his first game of the season, started game two of the year. He didn't make it out of the first inning. There were a couple of errors, pitch count over 30. That was against Jupiter. Got one out, one hit, four runs. Only one was earned. His next outing, better in Lakeland, 2 2/3, three hits, a run. Last outing against Tampa, three innings, two hits, two runs. He walked four, struck out five. So a lot of pitches, strike out and walk that many. 3-2 pitch coming to Duno, and he nubs one off the end of the bat. It'll go out to Perozzo, the shuffle to Lanthier, in plenty of time.
Nice job, clean defensive play there. Perozzo able to pick it up, shuffles it over to Lanthier, and that's out number one. Mets would love to have a quick 1-2-3 inning. Try to pick back some of this momentum.
Lanthier wins the battle in the 3-2. Now he faces Sanchez, who he walked on four pitches in the first inning. That will be ball five to Sanchez this afternoon. And Sanchez, with the walk at the end of last night's game and the walk in his first at-bat today, he's now reached 15 straight games. He tries to drop a bunt down. We've seen more bunt attempts by Daytona in the first game in three innings than we probably have all season.
I think
you're
right.
Coming in.
And there's been two already in this game. Unsuccessful bunts.
Yeah, they haven't got one down for a hit yet. 1-1 pitch, good one. Swing and a miss.
That's something the Mets will have to be aware of for the rest of this series. Don't want Daytona to try and catch you off guard. Seen it so many times now.
Won't be bunting here, not 1-2. Slider inside. Two balls, two strikes.
And Houck so far has done a very good job when it's come to those bunt attempts. He had the throw out to first in last night's game.
2-2. This low with the fastball. It's a full count. Didn't have a lot of deep counts yesterday, that's for sure. Early swings. Both pitchers going full counts a handful of times already. 3-2 pitch, struck him out on the breaking ball. Ethan Lanthier with his fourth strikeout of the day. He's pulled the string on that one to Carlos Sanchez.
It's a really nice pitch, dropping it below the zone after firing in a bunch of strikes. It's changing that eye level of the batter.
It's just a great pitch. It didn't finish in the strike zone, but that had to look like it was coming in for a long time. Here's a line drive base hit by Carter Graham. Similar type pitch. This one hangs up. Will not be a 1-2-3 inning. As Graham collects his second hit of the series. He'll extend the top of the third. And he will extend it for E. Smith Pineda, who doubled down the third base line in the second inning. Scored Daytona's first run. A late addition to the lineup. First pitch, and he pops one into left center field, Ewing trotting over, and A.J. puts it away for out number three. So a good rebound inning for Lanthier. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. We'll go to the home third. Daytona leads 2-1. fine is Villavicencio and Rodriguez to bat for the Mets against Ty Floyd in the third, 8-9-1 in the Mets order. Fine has scored the game-winning run last night. Light work is a pinch runner. Went to third on a walk and then scored on a walk. He takes strike one. And then a big looper for ball one. Ty Floyd, last time out against Jupiter, four innings, two hits, a run, a couple of walks, and five strikeouts. He's also faced Clearwater and Bradenton this year. He's given up a earned run in each of his three starts, and now four runs in all four of his starts, the unearned run against him in the bottom of the second. He's 2-2 on Fañez. And Fañez chases the high heat and strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Ty Floyd through the first eight batters.
A high fastball. Fañez, eyes may have lit up a little bit too much on that one. Chases the fastball on the strikeout. Villavicencio, though, has been one of the hotter Mets hitters.
Four games for St. Lucie since dropping down from Brooklyn, where he's doing well as he fouls this off. But Villavicencio, 5-for-14. The homer, 3 RBI. Swapping spots with Jesus Baez, who homered a couple of nights ago for Brooklyn. A big bouncer to third. Nice pick by Sanchez, the throw in time. Villavicencio is retired. Five straight retired by Floyd after the Gutierrez pop fly that resulted in an error. First time through the lineup. And Floyd did not yield a hit. The Mets held the one hit through the first 6 2/3 yesterday. Only three hits in the game for St. Lucie. Managed to win. Found a way. One of the three hits, the game-tying homer by Houck. Mets did not get a hit in the extra inning. Walked four times. 1-0 pitch is sliced foul. Gutierrez drew the leadoff walk. Then there was an intentional walk. Cuevas took a walk to force in the tying run. There was a strikeout. And then Rodriguez took a walk against Scheffler to score the winning run. Two and one on Rodriguez. Rodriguez was in a 3-0 count against Floyd first time up, but Floyd rallied back to get him on a flyout. 2-1 pitch, a changeup for strike two. Fastball for strike three. So another multi-strikeout inning for Ty Floyd. And he retires the Mets in order, 1-2-3. He's looking sharp through three innings. We head to the fourth, 2-1 Tortugas. Jake, if they could only hear our off-camera conversations. No, I tease. We're in the fourth inning. Hey, that means it's Jake Ricker time. Come on, Jake, do your thing where you get the Mets going here on play-by-play.
It's what I do best, right?
Okay.
Lanthier back on the mound for St. Lucie. Pitch is called a strike.
Really want me to answer that one, Jake?
It's a one. No, that was rhetorical.
Yesterday was not your best day, Jake.
Yeah, it was not. 0-1, and it's fouled off. Lanthier head 0-2 here. I'm on you.
Yesterday handed you no score in the fourth inning, and then you handed me back the Mets trailing, and none of the Mets hitters in your three innings got on base. So I believe you can do a little better today. Come on.
0-2 pitch. Misses low and squirts away there from Gutierrez. Our showrunner, Philip, is enjoying.
He is.
This conversation.
He loves it when I throw you under the bus. Right under that bus.
1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back.
The big academy bus that Ed drives. That size bus.
That's the bus, yeah. We've done it a couple times to me this season.
Well, what are we in home game number 11 out of 66?
That is correct. Cruising right along. 1-2 pitch here from Lanthier, misses high. Count evens up at 2-2. So Lanthier, after getting ahead here in the count 0-2. 2-2 pitch, ground ball. This one is fielded on the back by Vicencio. Fires across to first. It's in time. And that is out number one in the inning.
Well, that's a really nice play by Vicencio. Once he started backing up, wonder if he was going to be able to get him. And from the grass, very strong throw.
So with one out in the inning, it'll now be Espinoza at the plate here for Daytona. And it takes this first pitch here inside on a peel. Did not go around, so it's 1-0. Espinoza 1-for-1 so far in this game. Singled in the second inning. No pitch, too far inside, 2-0. And the Mets fortunate right now to be down just by one run in this game, trying to keep it that way. 2-0 pitch, and this is fouled straight back to the sound room off of the window.
I know they got one of those windows open over there. It didn't go through. A lot of right-handed batters in the lineup today for Daytona, so we have to stay on our toes, Jake.
Is this my chance to catch one? 2-1 pitch, outside. Lanthier falls behind here to Espinoza, 3-1.
It's your chance to do the right thing and get out of the way.
And then the net here at Kluwer Park, not quite tall enough to prevent foul balls from coming back. Here's a fly ball into shallow left field on a half swing. It's caught by Fanyas in left, and that's out number two. 2-2 down here for Lanthier in the fourth, and now he will face off against Valdez. And we are going to have a pitching change as manager Luis Rivera heads out to the mound. And that'll do it for Ethan Lanthier. We'll take a quick break here on the broadcast. When we come back, the new pitcher for St. Lucie. Back now here at Clover Park, new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, it's Christopher Gomez. He takes over here for Ethan Lanthier. Gomez here will face off against Valdez. First pitch fouled off. And it's 0-1 quickly. Gomez out of the bullpen. Gomez holding a 5.14 ERA on the season. A one pitch, called strike at the knees. He's ahead 0-2. For Gomez, so far this season, this is his fourth appearance. 0-2 pitch. Just outside. Long hold there from Gutierrez, but Mets no more challenges. Pitch too far outside. One-two pitch, fouled straight back. One of the strengths to Gomez's game so far this year has been the strikeouts. He has 11 on the year. Did not have any strikeouts in his last appearance in 1 2/3 against Tampa, but 5-6 the two before that. Breaking ball that gets too far outside, and that will even the count here at 2-2. Gomez comes set, and he will deliver the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another strikeout for Christopher Gomez. And that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. They will head to the bottom of the inning here at Clover Park. Back here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the fourth. St. Lucie still looking for their first hit here against Daytona on this Wednesday afternoon. Colin Houck will lead it off for the Mets against Floyd, who's back out on the mound for Daytona. And a first pitch breaking ball in for a called strike. Houck 0 for 1 so far today. Struck out looking in the first inning. He awaits the 0-1 pitch here from Floyd. And he pokes it just over the top of the Daytona Tortugas dugout. Foul ball. 0-2 now to Houck. Pitch on the way here from Floyd. And it's fired in for a called strike three. So Houck goes down looking for the second time in today's game.
Floyd's been looking really good. He kind of scuffled with his command to start the game, the 3-0 count to Rodriguez, but he's now up to 6 strikeouts. Just getting sharper by the batter.
Still no hits for the Mets, and the only run that St. Lucie was able to score came off the error and then a balk. Ewing takes this first pitch outside. It's 1-0.
Well, with the way things are going, with the way Floyd is pitching, the Mets are fortunate to have that run. That's a gift.
1-0, check swing on Ewing. On appeal, did not go. 2-0.
It might just be a situation where Daytona's running out another really good pitcher. Your St. Lucie just try to survive and see where you can find some offense against another pitcher deeper into this game.
Well, there is some light action over there in the Daytona bullpen. Key for the Mets, try to make these long at-bats. Ewing, big cut, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, clean bill of health for Floyd after the shoulder injury last year, but still going to take care of the guy. And it's early enough in the season where guys aren't throwing deep into games yet.
2-1 pitch, fired in low, and Ewing is ahead here, 3-1.
I saw yesterday Lord Dewey mowing through the Mets order, but he was done after four innings and just 47 pitches.
3-1 from Floyd, and that is taken for ball four. So the first walk of the game, it's issued to A.J. Ewing, and the Mets will have a one-out base runner.
And with A.J. as the league's leader in stolen bases with 11, and the Mets scuffling on offense, just like last night, I'd expect to see him take off early.
And he did just that and was successful in last night's game on a stolen base. Gutierrez at the plate for St. Lucie. Ewing with a pretty decent lead. Not going. First pitch inside. Backs off Gutierrez.
I do think in the back of AJ's mind, you remember that Omania throw down to second when Gutierrez was on second, and it was a great throw trying to get him. So let's know Omania's got a good arm.
Ewing popped up here by Gutierrez. Shallow right field, and it's going to be caught for out by Pineda and Wright.
Two hands on this one for Pineda after dropping that one. Charging in on the last time Gutierrez sent one his way.
Two away in the inning, and now it'll be Trey Snyder at the plate here for St. Lucie. Batting 163 on the season, 0-for-1 so far today. For the moment, AJ has stayed over at first base. Pitched the ball, snap throw to first, not in time. Well, Daytona thought they might have got him on the foot there on a turnaround tag from Graham. But AJ back in safely. Floyd set, and another snap throw to first. Safely is AJ Ewing.
I think the Tortugas know now that with two outs, the odds increase that Ewing's going to try to take off, so keeping him as close as possible.
There goes AJ. Pitches a ball, throw to second, and it is not in time. Oh, it looked like that was going to be a pretty good throw, but it was too far out to the right of Espinoza. And as AJ slid in, that ball got away.
And Espinoza shaky getting up, AJ checking on him. And that was a throw that was going to be there in time. It just wasn't accurate, and that's asking too much for Espinoza to basically dive, catch, and to tag. And see if that ball is more towards the bag, then he might have been out. So a collision between number ones. Glad to see both are okay.
AJ on second, 2-0 pitch. Snyder fouls it off. The Mets end up with an opportunity here on a runner in scoring position. Two outs in the inning trying to tie this game. To one pitch. Swung on and missed. Counts evened up at 2-2. Snyder trying to pick up a clutch RBI base hit and tie this game. 2-2 pitch outside, and Snyder has worked himself into a full count. Snyder's taking his time out right before this payoff pitch. on a full count with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. He's trailing by one and a runner in scoring position. Floyd looks to second. Now the throw home. And that is taken for a called strike three. Snyder is down looking, and that will end the inning. So Floyd works himself out of the jam. And they still lead 1-0 as we head to the fifth here at Clover Park.
Look who we have in the booth.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Trouble.
Oh, no. Do we have his lower third that we can put up so he can see it?
He had the headset on earlier. He was ready to go.
He's up here to make sure we're doing our jobs. We're doing our jobs. He's not doing his.
That's right. Christopher Gomez on the mound for St. Lucie. Swing and a miss here on the first pitch fastball, and it's 0-1 to Stafura.
Just for people turning in, this is our security guard, Kenny. He calls himself Mayor of Clover Park. He's talking right now like people can hear him. You got to have a headset, which we're not going to give you. No, I won't let you on the air.
0-1 pitch, and this is in there just at the knees. 0-2 now to Stafura.
When you're nicer to me, Kenny, we'll put you on the air. You're suspended right now.
Suspended.
I did. I told him the golf course on Monday. He's suspended from coming on the air until he's nicer to me.
Gomez said 0-2 pitch. Breaks too far outside, and it's 1-2. Well, Kenny is still going here talking like he's got a headset on.
They can't hear you.
He's trying to talk to me while I'm doing the game.
He doesn't get it.
Gomez set in the 1-2 pitch. This is just low, evens up the count at 2-2. And the mayor of Clover Park not doing his mayoral duties today.
No, I'm just on his phone while, you know, who knows what's going down there with the security.
Kenny says he's feeling good, though. He's liked what he's seen from this Mets team. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for a strike three. And Gomez has himself the second strikeout of his start.
Well, now he's going to start talking hockey. Kenny likes the underdogs.
He does.
Even though the underdogs have not done well in the NHL playoffs, right? We want to talk about all the home teams winning except for a certain.
Here is Leonis now at the plate here for Daytona. 0-2 so far. And there's a foul ball. It looks like caught a piece of our umpire behind the plate. Hopefully he's okay. Yeah. 0-1 here to Leonis.
Yeah, tough to get through a season as an umpire back there without getting nicked and dinged a few times. But they're tough guys. I'm very impressed with the umpires this season, all in their first years as pros. Got a lot to deal with between the pitch clock, the strike zone, the ABS, the pie slice.
Gomez said, and now the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Gomez ahead of Leonis 0-2.
Jake, I noticed that you did not engage in the hockey talk.
Well, you know, I'm trying to do my job, unlike Kenny.
Yeah. A certain game went the other way last night.
I'm a little focused on the task at hand here. 0-2 pitch. Outside, 1-2.
Well, you know, it doesn't take me and Kenny that much to get way off track. Off the rails, as they'd say.
Gomez will come set here on a 1-2. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and that is strike three. Christopher Gomez with back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth inning.
Struck out all three batters he's faced since coming into the game.
An excellent start to this game, and now we'll face off against Duno.
Well, I think last night just kind of elevates the bar for everybody else. Those guys yesterday showing all the pitchers the way.
Gomez fires in a fastball, misses inside.
Go back to that game on Friday when Tampa won 14-9 and nobody from either side could come in and throw a strike. It was almost the same way, but reversed.
1-0 pitch, too high. And Gomez falling behind here to Duno, 2-0. Gomez, who's faced three batters, struck out all three. A little bit of a challenge here behind 2-0 to Duno. And now falling behind 3-0. The slider that cannot find the zone. Trying to avoid a two-out base runner here. Mets still only trailing by one. 3-0 pitch misses too low, and that is ball four. So a four-pitch walk here to Duno, and it's a two-out base runner for Daytona. So that'll bring up Carlos Sanchez for the Tortugas. He's 0 for 1 so far today with a walk back in the first inning. Gomez fires in a fastball low. It gets away from Gutierrez all the way to the backstop. And reaching second base on the wild pitch is Duno. A potentially dangerous wild pitch, despite having two outs. That two-out walk turns into a runner in scoring position. And now a base hit could potentially score Duno from second. And one of the hotter hitters in the Florida State League right now in Sanchez at the plate. 1-0 pitch. It's in there for a strike. Counts even up at 1-1. Kiefer Gomez focus on the at-bat with two outs in the inning. Just try and beat Sanchez. 1-1, breaking ball, strike two. And Gomez quickly ahead. Gomez trying to end the inning with a strikeout. 1-2 pitch, misses too low, evens up the count. I told you earlier when Gomez came into the game, strikeouts have been a big part of his game. Three already in this game, looking for his fourth. 2-2 pitch. And that is taken high. Count will run full.
There have been 14 strikeouts in this game, seven each side.
3-2 count. Two outs and a runner on second here in a 2-1 ball game. Payoff from Gomez. Swing and a miss for strike three. Christopher Gomez, his fourth strikeout of the game. It ends the inning and strands a runner on second base. The Mets trail 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Back now here in Port St. Lucie as we get set for the bottom of the fifth. Mets trailing by one run. Gets a Daytona Tortugas here in game number two of this six-game series. One of many against the Tortugas. Vincent Perrozzo at the plate for the Mets. And he takes ball one here. New pitcher on for Daytona. Day is done for Floyd. And this pitch fired low. Make it a 2-0 count to Perrozzo. So Floyd, four innings, zero earned runs, one walk, seven strikeouts. A great outing for him. Perrozzo takes this one outside for a strike. I don't think Perrozzo loved that call, but no challenges for the Mets. This time, Perrozzo takes one well out of the zone, and it's 3-1. Three-one pitch on its way here to Perrozzo. And he hits it hard down the first baseline. Graham keeps it in front of him, flips it over to first, and that's in time for out number one. Now a 97.4 off the bat, and Graham just able to keep it in front and secure the out. A new pitcher, by the way, for Daytona is Herrera. Adrian Herrera fires in a first pitch foul ball to Simone Juan. Herrera so far this season, this is his fourth appearance, holding a 4.15 ERA, 8 2/3 innings pitched, with 13 strikeouts. Juan fouls off another pitch here from Herrera, and he's behind 0-2. Herrera with the 0-2, and it swung on and missed for a strike three, and Juan down on strikes. And quickly two away here for St. Lucie in the fifth. Now that will send Willie Fanyas next to the plate, 0-1 so far today. And Daytona again has pitched a very clean game. One in the dirt to Fanyas, and it's 1-0. The Mets have only had two base runners in the game, a walk, which was drawn by A.J. Ewing in the fourth, and then the error in right field. I've got Gutierrez on to second. He eventually scored on a balk. That's how the Mets have their one run. Herrera set here with a 2-0 pitch. And that's too far inside, 3-0. So Fanyas has worked himself into a favorable hitter's count. Chance here to try and do some damage with two outs. 3-0 pitch on the way. And that is taken for ball number four. And Fanyas able to draw the walk with two outs. He will be St. Lucie's third base runner of the day. Kevin Villavicencio next up here for St. Lucie. Grounded out his first time up. We'll try to make something happen here with two outs and a runner on first. First pitch misses too far inside. Vicencio out in front early. One-oh pitch. And that is taken on a check swing. Throw down to first. And back in safely is Fanyas. Graham had to reach out to the left to snag that one. So it's a 2-0 count. Keep your eye on Fanyas over at first. He's got a decent lead and was leaning to his left a little bit. check over on Fanyas at first. He's back in. First disengagement of this at-bat. Herrera will come set. And the 2-0 pitch is taken low. 3-0 now to Villavicencio. So a four-pitch walk to Willy Fanyas. And now it's 3-0 here to Villavicencio. Herrera struggling to find the strike zone. 3-0 pitch, and that's a called strike just at the top of the zone. I think Villavicencio thought that was ball four. He was getting ready to take off his equipment, head down to first. Mets, though, no more challenges. And looking at the ABS system, well, it was a close pitch. It may have just clipped the zone. Another look at first, and they got him. Herrera able to pick off Willy Fanyas at first base, and that will end the inning. Let's go down 1-2-3 as we're going to head to the sixth at Clover Park. Back here at Clover Park as we get set for inning number six. Mets drawing the Tortugas 2-1. Back out on the mound for St. Lucie is Christopher Gomez, who's had an excellent start to his outing in this game. And he'll face off against Graham to start the sixth. First pitch from Gomez on its way, and that's inside 1-0. Well, Gomez, who has faced five batters, has struck out four of them. Did have a walk to Duno back in the fifth. And now a 1-0 pitch finds the corner. It evens the count at 1-1. Gomez is 1-1, fired too low. Moves the count back now to 2-1. Gomez set, 2-1 pitch. And that's fired in for a called strike. Timeout taken by Graham here at 2-2. Gomez with four strikeouts already, looking for his fifth. Two-two pitch. He struck him out. Christopher Gomez gets the swing and miss on Graham, and that is strikeout number five for Christopher Gomez. High heat at 92 gets Graham to chase. And now it'll be Smith Pineda. Pineda, who had the got onto second base back in the second inning. Now here's a line drive into left field. It's down for a base hit. He'll take a turn at first, but hold there as the throw is cut off by Vivasencio. And a big hit there for Pineda. It'll be a one-out base runner for Daytona. Amanya at the plate here for Daytona. 0-2 so far today. And that pitch is fired in for a strike. 0-1. And now one that's fouled off. Amanya got a piece of it. He'll miss it, and the 0-2 pitch is popped foul into the stands down on the first base side. Gomez looking for yet another strikeout, 0-2. And it's a called strike three. Christopher Gomez picks up yet another strikeout here for out number two. Every single out that Christopher Gomez has gotten has resulted in a strikeout. That is his sixth of this outing. Strikeouts in bunches for Gomez here. Now a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Vivasencio. He flips to second, and that will end the inning. It's the first out recorded by Gomez that's not a strikeout. The Mets are able to strand one. They still trail by one as we head to the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park. Back down here at Clover Park as we get set for the bottom of the sixth. St. Lucie trailing 2-1 to Daytona in game number two here on this Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Vivasencio will lead things off after he was at the plate when Willy Fañez was picked off at first. Here's a pitch inside. Vivasencio has to lean the way out of. Now a line drive, base hit into left field. Vivasencio has the first hit of the ball game for the St. Lucie Mets to lead off the sixth inning. Much needed for the Mets. They were being no hit all the way up until this inning. Vivasencio with a nice clean swing drives it into left field. And now it'll be Jeremy Rodriguez at the plate. The runner at first and no outs in a 2-1 ball game. fouls off the first pitch he sees. Rodriguez takes this one just at the knees. Behind here, 0-2 to Herrera. Two pitch. Rodriguez hits this one right to Espinoza. It bounces off of him, and reaching safely is Rodriguez. And that is an error on Espinoza. That was a tailor-made double play ball. But the Mets benefit on the error, and instead it's runners on first and second.
Well, that looked like a scenario where Espinoza rushed it, knowing that who the base runner was flying down the line. They didn't see that ball into his glove, and that's a critical mistake. They could have gotten at least one out. And now the Mets, down a run, have the go-ahead run on base.
And here is Colin Houck. No outs and two runners on. Houck lines this one into right field. It's down for a base hit. And the stop sign goes up for Vivasencio over at third. So it's going to be a bases-loaded situation for St. Lucie. Off the base hit from Colin Howe.
And about the Mets, no hits to the first five and two in the last three batters here in the sixth, and this is a good hold by Rivera at third base. Certainly cannot make the first out of the inning at home plate. Not when the bats are coming to life and not when this is the guy due up.
It's going to be A.J. Ewan. He's been clutch all month long, all season long for St. Lucie. An opportunity here, bases loaded, no outs. Check swing, he'll take ball one. A challenge here from Omania. This is Daytona's first challenge. Trying to start the at-bat off with a strike. And he will lose it. Daytona down to their last challenge, and it remains a 1-0 count here to Ewing.
Home plate umpire, Bryce Bobbledyke, 3-for-3 today.
He's been excellent behind the plate, which is a good sign, again, for the Mets, who are out of challenges. There's 1-0, and Ewing will take this for a strike at the knees.
You mentioned yesterday that Rodriguez, the base umpire today, yesterday home plate, he was correct 4-5 times. So it's a good blue crew when it comes to balls and strikes.
1-1 pitch. Ewing takes it in the dirt. Good stop there by Omania to make sure that ball did not get to the backstop. So Ewing ahead in the count, 2-1. That's trying to cash in on this bases loaded opportunity, down one. Rivera's 2-1 pitch. And Ewing takes it for ball three.
What a cross up. And you can see the reaction by the catcher, Omania, looking at his pitcher. What's the deal? That pitch in the strike zone, call the ball. I think the umpire, Bobbledyke, was distracted by how that pitch was caught and framed, and that caught a piece of him. So not on the same page. I hope their umpire there is okay. Juliana's going to check on him. But, yeah, what a break for the Tortugas that Omania was able to catch that, or at least it stayed in front. On the cross, it didn't go to the backstop to lead to a run, but also not a strike. It was in the zone.
A rare missed call behind the plate. Now a 3-1 count for A.J. Ewing. It's been excellent for the Mets. One pitch can now tie this game on a walk. Dyke, our home plate umpire, looks like he's okay and ready to go.
Yeah, that was a complete miss by Omania, and that caught Bobbledyke, you know, right basically on his right forearm. That was the only reason that ball did not get to the backstop.
Rare said in the 3-1 pitch. Ewing takes a big cut and fouls it off, so count will run full here. Fastball just to the top of the zone. We'll count with the bases loaded. Error is set, and the payoff pitch on its way. And Ewing flies it into left field, but foul. That one just bouncing over the Cutwater corner. So Ewing stays alive. And we'll get set for the second payoff pitch here from Herrera. On its way. And that is ball number four. The Mets have tied the game on a walk, just like they did last night. Stay patient at the plate. The bases will remain loaded.
There could be some real frustration by Daytona in this series now. The Mets, two runs last night in the 10th inning. A couple bases loaded walk. Their first run today comes on a balk with two outs in the second inning, and now their second run comes on a bases loaded walk. So, you know, Daytona, and here's their pitching coach, Imichus. He's got to be saying, geez, you know, we were pitching basically no hitters out there these two games, and this is how we're letting the runs in? Very unfortunate for the Tortugas, and for the Mets, you're just taking what they give you right now.
No question about it. They've tied this game at two. Walk to A.J. Ewing, and they still have the bases loaded with no out, so an opportunity to do even more damage and take the lead.
Yeah, for the Mets right now, this is it. You want to open the floodgates. They've been benefited by a couple hits this inning, an error, a walk, and a chance to make this not just take the lead, but take it by multiple runs and then turn it over to the bullpen as the game moves to the seventh.
It'll be Gutierrez at the plate for St. Lucie. He's 0 for 2 so far today. Did reach on an error back in the second inning. And was the Mets' first run. So mound visit is over. Herrera set. Face off against Gutierrez with the bases loaded and no outs. Gutierrez takes the first one outside for a ball.
It was Gutierrez last night, you know, lost in the comeback win. His walk to start the 10th inning. So critical.
1-0 pitch, and that's a strike just on the outside. I don't think Gutierrez loved that call, but again, with no challenges, and it does look like it was outside. On one count now, a timeout taken by Gutierrez.
And while Bobeldijk has been good behind the plate, it's tough for these guys to be perfect. That's why you'd really like to have a challenge on one you think is obvious like that.
1-1 pitch. This is too far outside. This one a clear ball, and it's 2-1. Gutierrez in a good spot. Ahead in the count, 2-1. The base is loaded. 2-1 pitch, and that's outside for ball three. 3-1. Daytona still not out of the woodworks here when it comes to the walks. Herrera set, and he will deliver the 3-1 pitch. Ball four, and the Mets have taken the lead on a walk to Gutierrez.
Really patient approach after the previous walk. Very mature at bat. And the clear overthrowing here from Herrera. All those pitches just overthrowing, missing away.
Now it is Trey Snyder. Still three runners on for the Mets and no outs. They've taken a 3-2 lead. This first pitch is a strike just at the knees. Yeah. We're able to get one over.
That one wasn't in the strike zone either.
One pitch. And it's fouled off by Snyder, and now he's behind 0-2.
And that's the one Trey's going to want back. That ball leaked over the middle of the plate. That's one you want to drive.
Herrera set, and now the 0-2 pitch. Snyder ground ball. This one is bobbled here. Throw goes to second. It's in time, but a run will come in to score. The Mets have taken a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, Daytona playing back, hopeful for a double play, and this was going to be a double play, but the drop by Stafura. That's two tailor-made double play balls hit by the Mets this inning that Daytona's been unable to field cleanly, and it's cost them big time. The Mets were going to get a run anyways out of that. Double play would have been two outs, but now only one out, and they get a runner to third base.
And here comes Vincent Perozzo. Check swing on ball one. Perozzo, who's been excellent at getting on base. He's 0 for 2 so far in this one. Pitches a ball, throw to second, over the glove of Stafura, and the run will come in for the Mets. A.J. Ewing scores from third.
Yeah, this was going to be a close play. Stafura, you know, was selling out for the catch and tag instead of blocking it. As soon as that ball took that bounce, Ewing raced home. He was waiting to see the result of where that ball was going to go. That was a misfire by the catcher Omonia.
And now all of a sudden the Mets have taken a 5-2 lead. Just a runner on second remains with one out. Perozzo line driving a right but foul.
That's being called initially a double steal, but I wonder if official score Bill doesn't get a better look at it. And I don't think Ewing started to come home until that ball bounced away. That might be a stolen base and an error upon review.
We will wait for the official word. As of now, though, it stands as a 5-2 Mets lead. Long look to second. Now the throw. Perozzo flies it into left field, and that's going to be caught by Valdez in left. So two away in the inning, and that'll send Simone Juan to the plate for St. Lucie. Now the Mets able to pick up two hits in this inning, but none driving any runs. It's the walks and then the overthrow to second on the stolen base attempt that have driven in the runs.
You know, on second look, AJ was starting to hedge home on the stolen base by Snyder, so I think that is going to stand as a double steal, a well-executed one.
There, 1-0 to Fanyas. Cut and a miss. And that'll even the count. Still a runner in scoring position here. One to one. And it's a hard ground ball, but foul. Just to the left of the third base.
It's been a great inning for the Mets, scoring four. And only one thing left to do, and that's to cap it with the two-out hit.
Herrera's set. And the 1-2. Misses low, evened up the count at 2-2. Simone Juan 0-for-2 so far in this game. Long look to second, now the 2-2. And it comes in, and that hits Simone Juan. Right in on the hands.
Hit him on the hand or hit him on the bat? They're going to say the bat. Juan's not going to argue that.
So it's a foul ball. Juan will remain at home plate. Two pitch. Juan, a cut and a miss, and that will end the inning, but not before the Mets are able to cash in, scoring four runs. And they have made this a 5-2 ball game. And we'll head to the seventh here at Clover Park.
New pitcher alert for St. Lucie. This is Hunter Hodges. The job done by Christopher Gomez this afternoon, pitching behind Lanthier. Mets bullpen has been good all season, exception of a hiccup or two. Gomez, 2 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, a walk, 6 strikeouts. So the 7 outs, he gets 6 Ks. Valdez, the 9 hitter, is at the plate, and he rolls one over. Well, Jake, let's talk about it. Handed you the game with the Mets trailing, and you hand it back with the Mets up 3. This is good work by you, and the Mets got a couple hits on your watch, broke up the no-hitter, 4 runs. Very nice. I'm proud of you. You had a lot to do with it, Jake.
I did.
As always.
Doing what I can. A good job by the Mets, though, in that inning. You know, the 2 hits, they don't drive in any runs, but get the momentum on their side, and then patience at the plate once again. Get some of those runs in.
1-1, Hodges gets the half swing and a miss. This will be appealed, actually, and yes, confirmed strike. Valdez, a pop out and a strikeout today. The 1-2. That is the 11th strikeout of the day. Hodges joins the club. Strikes out his first batter. You have to wonder, just from the Daytona side, feeling a little deflated after that 6th inning. Cruising along so well. No-hit type stuff. And now you find yourself down by 3 after being up by 2. Back to the top, it's Tafura. We'll take ball 1. Hunter Hodges, undrafted out of TCU, 22-year-old, making his 6th appearance. He's been brilliant. 1-0 pitch, just misses. He, Marsh, Haas, Brewer. Quite a trio. 2-0 pitch coming to Stafura. And he will fly this into right field. Juan running back and makes the catch. That blue glove of his. So up 2 down for Hunter Hodges, who this season 7 1/3 of 1-hit shutout ball, 3 walks and 11 strikeouts. And now he's at 8 total innings and 12 strikeouts. We will enjoy these guys while we have them. 2 outs and Leonis trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. Houck ready for the bunt. And instead it's taken for ball 1. A fister, and that's going to bleed over Houck's head, and Houck just can't quite get it. And he will slide on the track, whip it up to second. Here's the throw, and it gets away into right field. Leonis is going to try to go to third, and he will. It will be a double and an error as Leonis winds up 90 feet from home. And Houck doing the right thing, playing shallow, waiting for the bunt. And this time, Leonis able to dunk it over his head. If Collins playing regular depth, that's an easy catch, but just respect all those bunt tries. Interference there at second base with Villavicencio, but Leonis clears through that.
And just unfortunate that Houck had to play in on the bunt situation. Couldn't quite get to that one.
So Duno takes a breaking ball high, and the Tortuga is trying to get one back here in the top of the 7th. Close to that slider. Duno 0-for-2 with the walk. A 1-1 pitch. Misses the slider as well. Nice sharp breaking ball from Hodges. And a couple of big cuts here from Duno. Let's see if he shortens up with the 2-strike count. Hodges trying to strand a runner, coming set for the 1-2. The pitch. And it's a fly ball on the right. Juan running back. The wind's going to kill it. Juan makes the grab, and the inning is over. Well, he dropped it in the end, but after it was caught. So no harm there, and no harm from the double and error. Leon is stranded on third. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets lead 5-2. I don't know if we can get another look at that last catch by Juan in right field. This was closer. This was close to a drop, awfully close. I'll try to pull that up momentarily. And it was, you know, tough to tell because he had his back turned to the field, which, you know, that screens the umpire, and you just don't know if the umpire is going to say he lost it on the exchange. But very close to a drop. And a run.
You know, Adam, one of the first things I was told when I played Little League was, even if you dive for the ball and the umpire can't see it, even if you didn't catch it, you throw your hand up like you caught it. Act like you caught it, and you might get the call, which is almost how this felt a little bit with Juan. He did catch it, just on that, it was a transfer to his hand is when he lost it, but the ball spurted away.
It was a quick transfer, and again, with the back turned, you just hold your breath and hope that the umpire gives you that benefit of the doubt. Here's Fania's trying to square a bunt, and he pushes it foul. New pitcher in the game is Victor Diaz. So Herrera coughs up 4 runs, 3 earned in that 6th inning. One pitch is popped up, foul ground. Fanius has to hope this gets to the seats, and it will, right off the top of the dugout. No room for Sanchez. Fanius, the only Met not to hit the 4-run 6th.
It's not often you see in the hit column Daytona leading 5-2, but it's the Mets who are leading the game and runs 5-2.
Dribbler foul. Well, a couple of costly errors for the Tortugas. Next executing a double steal. The walk certainly helping the cause. The Mets really helping themselves today. Finding another way without a lot of hits to get it done, just like yesterday. Ball is outside. The Mets have, 8 runs now in this series on a total of 5 hits. 16 innings.
Yeah, sometimes that's the way things will go, and you have to cash in on those opportunities, which the Mets have.
This is kind of the classic case of, you know, let the game come to you, and let the other team make the mistakes. A lot of ways to win a ball game. 2-2 pitch, and Fanius is going to take ball 3. Off pitch. Fanius goes after the breaking ball and strikes out. Diaz begins his afternoon with the strikeout. Herrera officially went two innings, two hits, four runs, three earned. He walked three. Struck out two on 47 pitches. Steve Asensio, rally starter, picked up the Mets' first hit in the sixth inning, and that kind of broke the dam. First pitch, he rockets this one into center field, and Villavicencio has another multi-hit game. That's three out of five games for Kevin with multiple hits.
Well, Villavicencio stays hot at the plate. The way he has been at the start of the season and in St. Lucie, another nice, clean swing on a ball in the middle of the zone.
One on, one out. Mets have three hits today. Kevin has two of them. Rodriguez 0 for 3, reaching on an error last inning and scoring. Diaz with the fastball outside. Victor Diaz, 22 years old, from Winter Park, Florida. Played at Seminole State Junior College. Game number 6 out of the bullpen for him. 8.10 ERA. Runner goes. The throw by Omania is really good. Swim tag to no avail for Villavicencio as he's caught stealing. Christopher got that tag down. Wasn't fooled by the move.
Well, we said it, Adam, that we saw a really good throw from Omania early in this game, and this time it pays off. Gets Villavicencio pretty easily.
It's a good pitch to throw on, too, right? Fastball right down the middle. This ball sliced foul.
Despite the really good throws we've seen from Omania for the most part, the Mets did cash in on a double steal opportunity where Omania's throw ended up in center field.
And Rodriguez strikes out, so it's a three batter inning for Diaz out of the bullpen with two strikeouts and a caught stealing. That sends this game to the eighth inning. The Mets holding a 5-2 lead. Hunter Hodges back to work in the eighth. Mets leading 5-2. Daytona had a 2-0 lead mid-second. Mets answered back bottom half and then broke loose with the four-run sixth. Well, St. Lucie not the only Mets affiliate in action right now. There's quite a bit going on. New York and Philadelphia, 1-10 game. Syracuse, Worcester, AAA, doubleheader. Already got one game in the books. There's a pitch to Sanchez for ball one. Sanchez a couple of strikeouts and a walk. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Big cut and a foul. New York and Philly deadlocked at two in the bottom of the seventh. Mets trying to go for the sweep. Zach Wheeler, former St. Lucie Met, on the mound earlier in the afternoon for Philadelphia, trying to salvage the series. Gave up a two-run homer to non-St. Lucie Met Brett Beatty. And Brett Beatty was going to be a high-A player in the Mets organization in 2020. That season was canceled. Then 2021, Brooklyn became the high-A affiliate, so Brett skipped over St. Lucie and never appeared for the St. Lucie Met. 2-2 pitches high. Zach Wheeler, after the Giants traded him to New York early part of last decade, reported right to St. Lucie. That was a big deal, they tell me at the time. 3-2 pitch coming from Hodges, and it's a dribbler out to Hodges. He will barehand, sidearm, look out. It's going down the line. Sanchez is going to run up to second. He's still looking. He's going to stop there as the throw comes in. That's going to be, I believe, an error straight up there on Hodges.
A base hit
first and then an error. That right from the get-go, when Hodges cocked his arm back and went with that angle, that was big trouble.
Yeah, it's a tough play to make for Hodges on a shallow dribbler. And then the throw too far on the inside part of first. Perozzo had to back off. He was able to reach his arm out and collided in.
Almost a submarine-type delivery to first. Had no chance. That's the Mets' third error of the game. This pitch has swung on and missed. And the Mets, you know, they started off the season very poor defensively. They made a five-error game in game number four of the season. You know, 15 errors in their first four games. It was rough, and then they straightened it out. And a stretch of six games out of eight with no errors. But it's kind of tilted the other way as the last few days have progressed. Well, they were dead last in defensive percentage, fielding percentage, then rose up as high as solo fifth, but entering today, dead last again in the FSL, and three errors not going to help that. 1-1 pitch is fouled away. We'll say, knock on wood, Jake, some of the errors the Mets have made, I mean, catcher's interferences, you know, a couple errant pickoff throws, and the runner's already on base, not as costly as, you know, a ground ball that should be an out that's booted or something of the like. 1-2 pitch, and that's strike three. And we're going to have a challenge from Graham. Let's see if this one holds up. That one might have nicked the bottom of the zone. Oh, wow. How close.
0.1.
Daytona maintains its last challenge on the skin of its teeth.
It does not get any closer than that right there. Just missed.
See, heard Daniel out, great eye. Yeah. Almost by definition. Oh, 2-2 on Graham, reverses strike three. And now it's a full count. Graham gets on, that would bring the tying run to the plate. Hitter's already got two knocks today. E. Smith Pineda. Hodges the 3-2, and that is way off the mark. Now, what a great use of the challenge system by Carter Graham. Turned a strikeout into an eventual walk. And this is as much trouble as Hunter Hodges has been in any appearance this season. We'll elicit a mound visit from Luis Alvarado, the pitching coach. Tying run's going to come up. There's still nobody out in the inning after the infield hit plus error. Now the walk. And that's that close to getting two batters, two outs. Instead, it's gone the other way. Back to the organizational scoreboard. Syracuse Worcester playing a Triple A doubleheader. Worcester won game 1-5-4. And they are in the middle of the first of game two. Worcester won the opener last night. One of those doubleheaders making up for a postponement on opening weekend. New Hampshire at Binghamton. Binghamton's won six straight. That's a 6-0-7 start. Brooklyn at Jersey Shore. Brooklyn's lost a couple in a row. 6:35 start. Old friend Joel Diaz going to make the start in that one. Here's Pineda, and that ball's to the backstop. Takes a high bounce. And now Daytona's got second and third with nobody out.
Wild pitch.
This is where you have to be careful. You have the three-run lead, but you don't want to give Daytona any little bit of momentum that they can try to carry on. There's the tying run right now at the plate.
Basic could make it a one-run game. A couple of productive outs could get it to one. Daytona's certainly trying to creep closer here as the game gets in the very late stages. All of a sudden, Hodges just can't find the strike zone with that cutter, slider, any of the sort. Two-oh pitches, a pop fly down the right side. That's going to land off the net. Came back with the fastball. Pineda, a double in the second, a single in the sixth. Mets pitcher's really cruising along since the second inning, but Hodges being tested right here. Still can't get that breaking ball over. 3-1. And trying really hard to hit that outside corner. Will not cooperate. Three-one. This is over. 92.
Pineda thought that was ball four. Took a long lunge there. Did not challenge.
It would have been. It was off the plate. The 3-2. Off the plate again. This time, ball four, though. So, an infield hit and two walks, and it looks like Hodges just going to be out of gas, and that's going to do it for him. So it had been really smooth sailing for Hodges this season and last inning, but that comebacker, the slow tapper, couldn't make a play and then couldn't find the strike zone consistently. So Daytona has the bases loaded, no outs, down 3-8. We have a new pitcher for the Mets. It's Chandler Marsh. We also have an injury situation for Daytona. Carlos Sanchez, he's going to stay in the game. Daytona's trainer, Sam Tettman, was over there to have a look, as was manager Willie Harris. So here is Marsh. He has not yielded a base runner in 7 2/3 innings out of the Mets bullpen this year. He's been outstanding. Well, he's in a big spot here again today. Bases loaded. No outs, and he delivers a slider down, ball one, to Diego Omana. Well, there might not have been a finer relief performance in modern St. Lucie Mets memory than the one he turned in on Saturday night in the 11th and 12th innings. Six batters, six outs. Runner never left second base in either inning. It felt like he could have gone all game, all day with that.
It really did. And you don't really have closers in single A, but this is as close as you're going to get. How good Chandler Marsh has been at shutting things down.
Right over the top at 95. Marsh, 22 years old from Greensboro, North Carolina, played his college ball for the Bulldogs, Georgia. A 1-2, and it's a foul ball. Good piece of swinging by Omani to get a piece. Mets were down 2-0, then scored the next five. Daytona trying to rally here in the top of the eighth. The 1-2. Another foul ball as Marsh came right at him with the high heat.
Marsh certainly has his work cut out for him in this situation with bases loaded and no outs, but already ahead 1-2. Manya.
The 1-2. Struck him out. Manya dives after the slider. Can't touch it. There's Marsh with the big strikeout. Well, he had five in the two innings on Saturday night against Tampa. Now, the umpire, Rodriguez, is going to make him take that bracelet off. Might need some assistance from the umpire. Yeah, if the umpire asks him to take it off, then help the guy out, right? Well, hopefully that didn't throw him off his game. I don't think anything really throws Chandler Marsh off his game. Espinoza, 1-for-3. Marsh first pitch, and it's hitting the left. It's going to hang up for Fanyas, makes the grab. Here comes Sanchez from third. He will score, and it's a 5-3 game. Mets will exchange that out for the run.
It makes things a little bit tighter on the scoreboard, but Gladie will take that, especially after starting this inning with the bases loaded and no outs. Now one run has come in, but two outs in the inning. And with how good Marsh has been, you feel much better about this spot.
We've come to the nine hitter, Valdez, 0-for-3, two strikeouts. Tying run remains on base. First pitch, slider out, ball one. That run charged to Hodges, earned after a couple of walks. 1-0, swing and a miss. That slider just dies. Looks like it's going to stay in the zone, and it just falls right off the planet. This time, Valdez lays off. Two balls and a strike.
Not only does it drop, but it drops late, and it really hangs in there until the last possible second.
Mark again, and it's a 3-1 count.
Good patience by Valdez in this at-bat to get into 3-1. Marsh keep going with that slider that's worked so well.
Marsh the 3-1 pitch, and that's off the mark at 95. So Melvin Valdez becomes the first batter to reach base against Marsh this season. An 8 1/3 perfect. That will force Graham to third, and it will force Pineda up to second as the tying run. And Valdez, the go-ahead run, is now on base. So three walks in the inning from a couple of pitchers you would not expect between Hodges and Marsh. Stafura will take a strike at 96, and Marsh right back in the zone.
And Marsh maybe just relied a little bit too much on that slider in that last a bit. And again, good patience by Valdez to lay off of it. Some of the guys have chased it.
That one off the mark. Good stop by Gutierrez. Didn't know where it was initially. Now Marsh trying to dig down and find out number three here. Prevent the big comeback by Daytona in the eighth. This ball is fouled back for strike two. Came right at Stafura. Stafura, a walk and a sac fly in the first two innings. Strikeout and a flyout since, and he will use his timeout. Marsh wants the signs again, and he will step off. Disengagement number one. Marsh sent the 1-2 pitch, struck him out, or not. Stafura got just enough. Foul that slider off. So close.
From our angle up here, yeah. It looked like it might have been squeezed. Couldn't see that ball, but stays alive. See if Marsh can do it again and going to a similar pitch.
The 1-2. Now he has struck him out. A challenge, but this is going to be a loss by Stafura. That pitch looked like it was fully in the strike zone.
Yeah, I think hesitation here from Stafura as well. Wasn't quite sure, but he threw it up at the last second with a big chance here for the Tortugas.
Desperation, and that's a full ball in, and it will be a confirmed strikeout. And Marsh strands the bases loaded. One run in for the Tortugas, but they leave the tying run in scoring position. One final in the Florida State League today. Battle for first place in the West Division. Clearwater holds off Fort Myers 4-3. Those teams enter tied first at 9-7. Now Clearwater goes one up. Mets trying to win their fourth straight game and become the next team to double-digit wins. Clearwater and Palm Beach already there. Mets looking for insurance as well, and this is a good start as Hauk wears a breaking ball. A misfire on the first pitch from Victor Diaz.
Came right in and hit Colin Hauk right square in the back. He will take it as a free pass down to first base and a leadoff base runner for the Mets.
We have a defensive substitution. Carter Graham went to third base, and Luis Reyes into the game playing first. That means Carlos Sanchez out of the game. We saw the trainer tending to Sanchez at third base last inning after he legged out the infield hit, went to third or second on the error. Not sure if something on that play in specific caused him discomfort, but Sanchez, the reigning FSO Player of the Week, out of the game. It's 1-0 on Ewing. AJ, another good day at the plate as they've walked him twice, including once with the bases loaded. That forced in. The Mets' third run that sixth inning. He takes a strike. The Mets' third run of the game, second run of the inning, and the go-ahead run. 1-1, and Ewing will hit the chopper to first. Into the game, Reyes trying to make a play. AJ trying to say he was missed. He was not. He's out, and Hauk is up to second.
not an ideal result, but does move Hauk into scoring position with one out. Give the Mets an opportunity here, add some insurance runs.
So Hauk in a scoring position, and Gutierrez is up. Mets trying to snatch that run back from the top half of this inning. Gutierrez misses the fastball. Gutierrez scoring a run in the second, driving in a run with the walk in the sixth. Ball and a strike. Diaz, the 1-1. Gutierrez takes the breaking ball down. Two balls and a strike. Three and one. So that fastball was too low. One pitch, Gutierrez will poke it foul. I think that might have been ball four. Looking to drive the ball on a hitter's count. It's full. And time called by the Mets catcher. Inning started with Hauk being plunked on the first pitch, moved up to second on Ewing's ground out. Now 3-2 on the Mets cleanup hitter Gutierrez. Gutierrez pops another one foul. That'll get back to the stands. Daytona in the ninth will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. But that last batter, Sanchez, won't be in. It'll be Luis Reyes. 3-2 again, and Gutierrez lets it pass for ball four. His second walk in as many plate appearances, and his third of this series. First and second for St. Lucie in the eighth, up by two. Paved the way for Trey Snyder.
Base runners. That's been the key for the Mets in these last couple innings. Showing good patience.
Trey drove in a run on a ground out in the sixth. Potential double play ball that the Tortugas couldn't execute. And this is a bloop on the infield. Shielding his eyes, Reyes puts it away. Two down. Mets looking for that breakthrough hit. Six hits in this series so far. By far the biggest one, the Colin Hauk homer last night to extend the game. Plotted their way through that four-run sixth inning with a couple of bases-loaded walks, the RBI ground out from Snyder, a double steal. Let's see if Perozzo can notch a hit, bring in a run. He's 0-for-3. And he'll take a changeup down for ball one. Hauk was on second with nobody out in the inning. He's still out there. Called strike on the fastball. Trying to provide some breathing room for Chandler Marsh ahead of the ninth. The 1-1, Perozzo hits a hard ground ball right side. It sneaks through for a base hit. Hout coming around. Here's the throw from Pineda. It goes to third. Gutierrez slides in. He's safe. Vincent Perozzo, two out RBI single, extends the Mets lead to 6-3.
Well, we are waiting for that breakthrough hit for the Mets, and Perozzo able to come through here in the eighth to grab that insurance run. Nice job. Gets the hit into right field. Hauk with some good speed on the bases. It is now 6-3.
So the Mets' first hit to drive in a run today. Gutierrez, aggressive base running, first to third. Now he's in a position to score on a potential ball that gets away from Omanya. Simone Juan 0-3. That's looking for him to start hitting. It's been a really quiet start, hitting 103 on the season. Bails out here and takes a strike. One taps one foul. One and two. Both teams score in the eighth inning. Daytona set up for a big inning. Didn't do much against Marsh. 1-2, and Juan will take it for strike three. Didn't like the call, drops the bat, has a look back at the umpire. Was that pitch in the strike zone? No, pretty low. But the Mets get the insurance run. One run, one hit, no errors, two stranded. We go to the ninth to see if Marsh can come on and close this one out. Chandler Marsh in a save situation, looking for the last six outs. Did throw 17 pitches to get the three outs in the eighth, only surrendered the sac fly, the inherited run coming in, counted against Hodges. Did walk a batter, first base runner against him this year. Now he faces Leonis, 0-3 with the double, or rather 1-4 with the double. Came with two outs last time up, and the Mets were able to strand him. Marsh with the strikeout is deferred to strand the tying run at second. Last inning now, pitching with more breathing room, up three. Base is empty. The 0-1 pitch is a ground ball to Snyder at second. He fields it. The overhand toss in plenty of time. One down. Top nine. Duno, 0-3 with the walk, will come up. We do have Luis Reyes on deck. First pitch, a ball high. Mets trying to do what they did last week against Tampa, win the first two games of the series to command of the six-game set. That's one last night, 3-2 and 10. This ball is popped foul. One-one, right in there for a strike, 96. Marsh, the 1-2, and Duno lays off cutter. Two-two pitch, it's popped up on the infield. Snyder into the pie slice. Makes the catch for out number two. Marsh looking good once again, trying to put this baby to bed. Mets honing in on a fourth straight win. And it's down to Luis Reyes, his first at-bat of the day. And he will pop one foul for strike one. That's down 2-0 early. Shaky top of the second defensively. Then reeled off five straight runs in the game. Marsh the 0-1. Reyes lays off for a ball. The 1-1. Slider right at the top of the zone, strike two, and now Marsh and the Mets are a strike away. The 1-2 pitch, struck him out. Ball game over, Mets win. Easy does it for Chandler Marsh in the ninth. Another save for Marsh. This is the six out variety. Good things happen when he pitches for the St. Lucie Mets. St. Lucie Mets will form that happy high five line between second in the mound and the dugout as they win this afternoon affair 6-3 over the Daytona Tortugas. It's a fourth straight win for the Mets on this long homestand. And the St. Lucie Mets become the third fastest team in the FSL to get to double-digit wins. They are now 10-7 on the season. They've won 9 of their last 13 games. They are now within a half game of first place. Palm Beach can tie for first if Palm Beach loses later on tonight. Mets down early, shrugged that off. The four-run sixth inning, the big one. They had not had a hit entering that inning. Kevin Villavicencio changed that. The firecracker started the rally, and then the bullpen shut the door. Mets now 10-7, up 2-0 in the series. Daytona drops to 8-9. Winning pitcher is Christopher Gomez, losing pitcher Adrian Herrera, the save to Chandler Marsh. Another good day at the ballpark for the Mets. And we're now going to send it down to the field and Jake Ricker, who's standing by with Kevin Villavicencio. Kevin Villavicencio took the ice bath like a champ, thanks to Luis Rivera, the manager, for stepping in serving as the translator. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up the Mets 6-3 win over Daytona at Clover Park. Back at Clover Park, where the Mets improved to 7-4 on the season. They have won their last four games in a row. Good times for St. Lucie. And last couple of nights, winning games in which they only had three hits yesterday, four hits today. The defense last night made an error, three today. But this team just keeps on chugging, finding different ways to win ball games when maybe not all things are clicking, as we go through the highlights. As this ball is going to get down, almost a great catch by Simo in one and right. Instead, it lands for a base hit. Daytona gets its first run of the day. Tortuga's got another run as well. Great relief pitching. That's been a theme in this good run for the Mets. Christopher Gomez, 2 1/3 shutout with six strikeouts. The Mets do not have a hit until the sixth inning. Villavicencio got a hit, and then this is the big play. Could have been two. Off the bat of Jeremy Rodriguez to snuff out a rally. Instead, it's an error, and then Colin Houck with the base hit will load the bases. So big sequence there as the Mets take advantage of the air. Here's ball four to A.J. Ewing. That's going to tie this game up at two. Diverson Gutierrez would follow with another bases-loaded walk. And then Trey Snyder, that's another double play ball potentially, but nope, Stafer can't handle it. Snyder brings in a run on a fielder's choice. That'll make it a 4-2 Mets lead. Perozzo is going to stand in there. Double steal here. As Snyder goes up to second, as soon as that ball left the catcher's hands, A.J. raced home and scored to make it 5-2. Villavicencio, just a terrific day at the plate, has a two-hit game, so he has half the Mets' hits today. Daytona trying to rally, bases loaded, no outs in the eighth inning, but Chandler Marsh does his thing where he comes and basically gets everybody out. That's the only run the Tortugas got in a sack fly, and then Perozzo, kind of the deal-breaking hit here. The Mets' fourth hit of the day comes at a great time. Two out, RBI knock, drives in the final run of the game. That was a big eighth inning, Jake. You felt like Daytona was on the brink of a big comeback, and it turns out that, you know, they couldn't get much. The Mets matched the run in the bottom of the eighth inning. It was a push, and the Mets just keep on chugging. And I said before you rejoined, you know, the Mets, they're not exactly playing perfect baseball right now. Man, they're just finding ways to win, and this is a team that believes it's going to find a way to win.
They're doing a great job, just again finding ways, like you said, and whether it's been the pitching or the hitting with the timely hits, they're finding ways to make things work, and that's what I love about this team right now. Is even when all things aren't firing on all cylinders, they're still making great plays. And how about Chandler Marsh once again? He has just been fantastic. Where the Mets did give up the walk this time, but he's still scoreless, yeah. And no hits given up. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, so this has been a fun week, a fun homestand at Clover Park. It will continue tomorrow. The Mets, we'll see where they wake up tomorrow, if they're going to be a game back of first place or tied with Palm Beach for first place. By the way, those two teams meet for three games next week, Tuesday through Thursday. But a lot of time left here at Clover Park this week. The Mets won the first two games last week against Tampa, only to see Tampa win games on Thursday and Friday. This time, we'll see if the Mets can just keep it rolling, as they will look for a fifth straight win tomorrow. We're back to our normal start time on $2 night of 6:10. Broadcast will start promptly at 6 o'clock sharp for game three of this six-game series. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final, Mets 6, Tortugas 3 for Jake Ricker and our entire crew. I'm Adam McDonald saying thank you very much, and we hope you have a pleasant remainder of your day.